I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County passes a budget that addresses uncertainty, lawsuits fill the courts following Vistra's Moss Landing battery fire, San Mateo County inches closer to ousting its sheriff, taxi drivers in San Francisco get their fair share of the rideshare business, and a new study finds employees returning to in-person work. The Marin County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved an $866 million budget. Key initiatives include adding 8 firefighters, which are funded by CAL FIRE, and expanding 24/7 mental health care crisis centers. The budget restructures the Office of the County Executive, which manages day-to-day operations. It adds nearly 20 new employees to better coordinate services across departments, and it creates a dedicated climate and sustainability team, among other changes. About 35% of the general fund goes to health and human services, and about 23% goes to public safety. With uncertainty looming over the federal budget, the county also set aside a $30 million reserve to lessen the blow of potential cuts to affordable housing projects and services like SNAP food assistance. Numerous lawsuits have been filed against Vistra Corporation, PG&E, and affiliated companies following the major fire at Vistra's Moss Landing battery facility in January. A single judge will oversee all the complaints, but individual differences will be handled on a case-by-case basis. The fire triggered an evacuation and a highway closure. Residents who live near the facility have reported rashes and respiratory issues. People are continuing to seek blood and hair tests for evidence of exposure to dangerous levels of nickel, magnesium, cobalt, and lithium, the metals found in batteries. Some of the businesses in Moss Landing Harbor, the area across from the plant, have since closed, and the owners are suing for damages, saying the fire impacted their health and livelihoods. The lawsuits generally allege that Vistra knew of the flaws in its building design and that the company failed to upgrade to safer technologies. Air, water, and soil testing in the area has shown the presence of battery metals, but whether they're present at dangerous levels is still inconclusive. Monterey County recently launched a new map-based data dashboard. The public can now see the locations and results for environmental tests that have been conducted following the fire in the counties of Monterey, Santa Cruz, and San Benito. On Thursday, the San Mateo Board of Supervisors voted to publicly release a 166-page investigative report stemming from a discrimination lawsuit filed by Sheriff Christina Corpus against County Executive Mike Kalegi. Corpus alleged that Kalegi abused his power, made inappropriate comments towards her, and undermined her authority. Corpus, who identifies as Latina, attributed gender and racial discrimination as the underlying factor. The report included witness interviews and emails that showed Corpus was included in key decisions. The board unanimously voted to agree that Corpus's complaint was no longer relevant. A pilot program in San Francisco, which lets riders compare taxi prices with rideshare services, is now permanent. New taxi-hailing apps let users see the price of a taxi ride before agreeing to take the trip. The apps are Aero, Flywheel, and YoTaxi SF. Riders can also compare the cost of a taxi against the cost of rides through apps like Uber and Lyft. Over the 2-year pilot period, taxi drivers reported earning an increase of $600 to $700 a week, and new taxi driver job applications surged from an average of 30 a year to around 300. The program was hailed by SFMTA Director Julie Kirschbaum, saying it improved the availability of taxis in underserved neighborhoods. Bay Area workers are going back to the office. That's according to a new survey by the Bay Area Council and the Metropolitan Transportation Commission. In February, just 11% of employers said their full-time employees were working from home. That's a dramatic drop from 1/3 reported during the pandemic. But those returning to work don't come in every day. Hybrid work, schedules that combine work from home with work in the office, has risen to 63%. Tuesday through Thursday are the most common days to come into the office. Rush hour traffic has returned too, especially Tuesdays through Thursdays. Public transit use is also rising. Nearly half of workers surveyed use it at least part of the time. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.